No de crisis, y menos de recesión, de desaceleración.
La prima de riesgo española se disparó hoy en la apertura de mercado hasta los 470 puntos.
Se va a proceder a una revisión del modelo de prestaciones por desempleo, garantizando que éstas no generen efectos desincentivadores en la búsqueda de empleo.
Pero, igual, porque estás percibiendo la energía de la próxima llamada.
No, Vicky, aquí había cosas muy claras. Y es una pena, porque no soy yo, sino es ella, que no ha querido con él.
¡Desaparecido! ¡Gol del muerto! Había que dilapidarlo, laminarlo, machacarlo, hundirlo y quitarlo.
Yo a mí, yo no sé los demás qué dirán, pero a mí me gustan grandes.
5 centímetros me ha crecido.
Así es, y el grosor, perfecta.
Pero si se suman dos manzanas, pues dan dos manzanas. Y si se suman una manzana y una pera, nunca pueden dar dos manzanas.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place.
Always treat me right.
Bienvenida a Espíritu de Rock and Roll. Te saludan Carmen Navarro, pagando la entrada, Fernando Galeano, intentando colarse, y un servidor, Daniel Acirón, trepando por el escenario.
Well, I've seen queens in fur coats strutting up and down that strip. I've seen ladies wearing shoes from Paris who thought they were hip. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it. And you were looking so good, and you were barefoot, barefoot.
house with pearls and diamonds as big as rocks. And I've seen ladies wear more gold than they have in Fort Knox. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is sin, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot. Right out of my shoes and we'll walk straight up to the moon. Well, I've seen actresses looking like $1 million in cash. And I've seen ladies throwing away money like it was just trash. But I tell you, when my heart did really quit, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot. Barefoot. In fur coats shouting up and down that strip. And I've seen ladies wearing shoes from Paris who thought they were hip. But I tell you, when my heart did really flip, and I knew from the start that this is it, and you were looking so good, and you were barefoot. Yeah, barefoot. Take a look at these feet, barefoot. Now tell me, ain't they sweet? Barefoot. Yeah, you're looking good. Barefoot. Just like I knew you would. Barefoot. Yeah, what kind of feet? Barefoot. Barefoot.
Barefoot. Hemos escuchado y hemos bailado el Barefoot por festivales de toda España. Los hemos visto en la Rockin' Race Jamboree, los hemos visto en el Festival de Tobalina, los hemos visto en el Surforama y por fin han llegado a España a hacer una gira de clubes, parando en esas salas, revolucionando a todos los que han conseguido hacerse con una entrada para ver a Ray Collins Hot Club. Con dos de sus miembros fundadores charlamos hoy en espíritu de rock and roll. Le damos los buenos días a Andreas Kollenbroich y a Tom Creed. Buenos días.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. Hola.
Lo primero que os queremos preguntar es cómo una banda grande, como sois vosotros, consigue llegar a ese número de miembros. Tenemos el recuerdo en mente todavía de cuando erais una banda pequeña, una banda llamada Pyromaniacs, con solo 4 miembros. Before Ray Collins Hit Club, you have another 4-piece band called Pyromaniacs. Why do you decided have a bigger band?
We didn't really decide that. We just met these guys and they started playing with us. And then we got 7, and then we found another one, then we got 8, then we found another one, then we had 9. And sometimes we play with 10 people now. But it's not, we didn't really make the plan for that. That just happened.
Nos comenta Andreas que no había ningún plan, que ellos exactamente eran una banda de 4 personas, Pyromaniacs, se encontraron con unos tipos por el camino, se convirtieron en una banda de 7, luego apareció otro, fueron 8, fueron 9 y ahora lo habitual es poderlos ver sobre el escenario siendo una banda de 10 miembros. ¿Cómo se vive la carretera cuando 10 amigos salen a conocer mundo utilizando la música como excusa? How is living in the van 10 guys together?
Oh, it's very easy. There's never no problems. Everybody is always on time. It works perfectly.
Ironiza Andrea con que sin duda estar girando en una furgoneta 10 tipos es siempre fácil y todo el mundo llega a tiempo.
hoodie, 'cause that woman knocks me out. If you see that lady, you know what I'm talking about. She's got lips like honey, with a smile that makes me shout. She's got lips like honey, with a smile that makes me shout. When these lips start kissing, you know, it really knocks me out. A knockout. A knockout. A knockout. A knockout. Knockout. A knockout. Bitchy, play, play, play. She's got lips like honey, with a smile that makes me shout. When these lips start kissing, it really knocks me out. Yeah, knock out. Knock out. Knock out.
Knockout Boogie, Ray Collins Hot Club. Si uno repasa los discos de esta banda, encuentra diferentes estilos, cultivados siempre con una personalidad destacable. Imagino que esto se debe a que en vuestras discotecas particulares conviven grupos que no lo hacen en los estudios de género, en esas bandas que se empeñan en sonar a una determinada manera siempre. ¿Cómo de importante fue para ti, Andreas, ver ese concierto que recordabas hace poco en una entrevista con un compañero, con el profe, de los Stray Cats en 1983? How important was for you seeing Stray Cats live in for first time?
Yeah, that I was very young. I was 12 years old when I saw the Stray Cats, and that was very impressive. That was something else in the 80s. I was young. I saw Brian Setzer and I said, okay, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to try.
Con tan solo 12 años pudo ver a los Stray Cats en 1983 y sin duda fue algo impresionante disfrutar de Brian Setzer en directo y plantearse el objetivo de intentar hacer algo como eso. Aprovechamos para preguntarle también a Tom, ¿cuál fue su primer concierto y qué recuerdo conserva de esa primera experiencia? Tom, do you remember your first show, the first time that you saw a band on a stage?
My first time the band on stage? Oh. Well, it was in the mid 80s. It was but actually it was not a rock and roll band, I must confess. It was a something totally different. That was Frank Tovey back then, which is also known as Fat Gadget, which was kind of new wave and you know, modern music in those days. And but yeah, then things started to change, and I met the guys, and you know, then the different development came up. So, but it was not a rock and roll band, actually.
También a mediados de los 80, Tom disfrutó de su primer concierto, pero aclara que no era una banda de rock and roll, era un artista de New Wave. Así, los músicos que conforman Ray Collins arrancaron con una carrera que les lleva por tierras lejanas. Desde Alemania cogen aviones para aterrizar en furgonetas que se conducen por las autopistas de países tan diferentes como Estados Unidos o España. ¿Cómo de importante es haberse criado en Alemania para practicar este género? Contamos con un puente aéreo especialmente interesante. Hay artistas americanos que han llegado a grabar sus directos y a tener buena difusión en el mercado alemán. ¿Cómo os condicionó a vosotros? How is for you growing in Germany for making your kind of music, rhythm and blues, blues, jam blues?
Sorry, what do you mean? How it is to play that music in Germany?
Yeah, and growing in Germany to play this kind of music.
Okay, as it is from American music originally. Yeah. I don't know. It's just the music I was listening to all my life and I loved all my life, so there's no other. If you want to make German music, there's not very good options. You know, that's better to make rock and roll.
En la música alemana, dice Andreas, que no hay tampoco muy buenas opciones como para elegir, así que ellos siempre tuvieron claro que lo que les gustaba era la música que venía de los Estados Unidos y la escucharon sin verse condicionados por el territorio en el que estaban creciendo. Sobre nuestro tocadiscos gira Ray Collins Hot Club Goes Intercontinental y lo que suena es Dead's Bad Boogie, una canción en la que se ven acompañados por el mítico saxofonista Big J. McNeely. Queremos saber cómo fue el encuentro con un histórico del rhythm and blues. How do you met Big J. McNeely and can record an album with him?
Well, we met him. I guess Thomas can best say how we met him. We met him in America, in Green
Bay. We played the Green Bay Festival back in 2007. And there were so many big bands huge bands from the rock and roll scene. Everybody who's got a name in American bands or European bands.
Little Richard and people like that.
Yeah, Little Richard and everything below. Were playing then, and as well us, and there was a band playing called the Hollywood Combo, and they had a problem with their drummer, And then the drummer had an accident, and the chef of the Hollywood Combo, he phoned us up to hire me for the shows that he would like to do, and he would like to back Big J McNeely. Mm-hmm. And if I would do it, and I was at first I was not really convinced by doing it, because I feel very secure doing shows with my band, and when I know what I have to do, but when I'm not like a secure musician, like just you can give me notes and give me the sheets and I play everything I have to play, you know, so I'm just like doing it more or less by heart, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, but the guy said, yeah, you have to do that, man. They play with Big J McNeely. Well, this is great. This is like playing rock and roll history with a guy who's like almost 90 years old, whatever. And he's a legend. I mean, I knew him before. I knew him from records, from Andreas and all the guys. This is one of their heroes. And I said, okay, maybe this kind of a pressure, I have to do this. So, and I finally ended up on stage and played the gig with him, which was really cool. I mean, he's a very special man. I mean, he's the boss when he's in the center of the show. He's the boss, and you know, everyone is watching him like a hawk, you know, like what is he doing with his arms, and how is this playing? And you have to follow, you have to focus on what he's doing. Yeah. Which makes it very interesting, but yeah, special in a way. So, yeah, we did the show with him then. I did the show with him. I did the show with the Hollywood Combo. So the connection between us and the Hollywood Combo came mm-hmm. together. And Mark Tortorici, who unfortunately passed away meanwhile. He was the guy who took care about Big J in those days. He was traveling around with him and supporting him, doing shows with him. And that was somehow the connection came together between the mm-hmm. Ray Collins Hut Club and Mark Tortorici and Big J McNeely. And Big J always wanted to come to Europe playing shows, and he was looking for a backing band. And it was a perfect decision to get us as a band, because he was one of our heroes. And that was just a perfect combination. So everything worked out well. So. That's the story.
Todo acabó funcionando bien. Explica Tom cómo conocieron a Big J McNeely. Y es que estando en Estados Unidos en el Green Bay Festival, Hollywood Combo, la banda que iba a hacer de banda soporte de Big J McNeely, tuvo un problema. El baterista sufrió un accidente y se quedó indispuesto para poder dar el show. La gente de Hollywood Combo insistieron a Tom en que por favor se subiese al escenario para poder hacer ese concierto, haciendo especial hincapié en la oportunidad que era tocar con una leyenda como Big J McNeely. Tom recuerda la tensión que pasó. Pues sí, lo disfrutó, pero como un águila, tenía que estar con los ojos marcando cada movimiento, fichando lo que hacía cada uno de ellos. Era la primera vez que tocaban juntos y tenía que salir bien. Salió bien y la relación les unió, y así acabaron tocando con Big J McNeely y grabando con él en este Ghost Intercontinental, un disco en el que encontramos a otro invitado conocido, muy conocido en esta casa, Mike Sánchez, alguien que canta algunas de las canciones incluidas en el álbum y con quien también habéis girado en repetidas ocasiones. What's the story about Mike Sánchez and Ray Collins Hut Club?
I don't know. I don't remember when we first met him. We played a lot with him. I mean, if you play in the rock and roll festivals, you always meet the same people. And yeah. he's a great guy. He's a great musician, and it's fantastic to play with him. I don't even remember when was the first time.
The first time we saw, I guess we saw him in Cologne, in the club called Underground Cologne. And in those days he was playing together still with the Big Town Playboys. Mm-hmm. And in those days we were starting with the Ray Collins Hut Club, and they had the same kind of lineup as we have, like the same musician kind of brass section, and you know this. And we went to the club to just to see them, and they were fantastic. And Mike Sánchez was, of course, he was in front playing, you know, singing, and we were impressed by that, and thought that we maybe one day we can do something together. And yeah, as Andrea said, when you play festivals, you meet them people, of course, and yeah, you somehow care for each other, and maybe sometimes there's a collaboration coming, and or not. And in this case, it worked out well. because Chemical Reaction was cool. We backed him in Green Bay as well, at the Green Bay Festival. We were his backing band then. And yeah, after that, I guess we recorded then. He decided to take part of the recordings for the Intercontinental.
Después de un primer contacto, estando Mike Sánchez todavía dentro de los Big Town Playboys, hicieron buenas migas. Y es que, como recuerda Andreas, en la escena del rock and roll, al final las bandas coinciden y se acaban encontrando en los festivales, y de ahí surgen las uniones. Comparten el placer por la música, comparten un tipo de formación y una manera de entender las cosas. Así acabaron entrando juntos al estudio de grabación para registrar, por ejemplo, este No More.
Wishing I was dead. No more cleaning your dirt. No more watching you flirt. No more letting you drive. No more taking your jive. Oh, no more, no more, no more, no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. No more crying, crying for you no more. Sign for you no more. No more, girl.
No lo quiero más. Lo canta Mike Sánchez junto a Ray Collins Hot Club. Ghost Intercontinental, Ray Collins Hot Club, Ghost Intercontinental, artefacto que estaba girando sobre nuestro tocadiscos y que retiramos ahora para colocar en su lugar High Life, otra de las referencias editadas en plástico grande por Breeze Records, en las que encontramos las canciones de esta banda alemana que, a pesar de hacer música pretérita, no está reñida con las nuevas tecnologías, pues son unos tipos muy activos en YouTube, produciendo sus propios vídeos. Hay una historia interesante detrás de eso porque son vídeos largos en los que se ven muchos escenarios y eso implica corte. Hay escenas que seguro que no se ven. When we see the videos that you publish on YouTube, we know that there are different places and probably you might to cut some things. What kind of things can never seen in a Ray Collins Hot Club video?
It's the same things that you cannot put on the radio, I guess. There's always a lot of things happening that should stay with the band, you know?
Las mismas cosas que no aparecen en los vídeos, explica Andrea, son las cosas que no se podrían decir en la radio, cosas que quedan para la banda. Hay un punto de privacidad que hay que respetar, así que lo vamos a hacer animándoos a que busquéis los vídeos, pues se entiende cómo funciona la banda en carretera. Una banda que disfruta de su trabajo. Imagino, por la actitud que se ve en el camino a los conciertos, que no concebís hacer esto de otra manera. When you go with the band to have a tour to play in different venues, we can see that you used to be amusement, to have fun. For you, it's not only a job, must to have fun to do it.
Absolutely, yes. We have jobs. You know, we work for the band during the week, so on the weekend we don't want to work, you know. And also we only do shows for people who like to see us, you know. We don't do, I don't know, if there's a company having a Christmas party, we wouldn't do shows like that because then we would work for them. Then they would tell us, no, you have to play slower or louder or whatever, you know, and we don't want to do that.
Sin duda, salen para divertirse, pues ellos ya tienen sus trabajos, sus otros trabajos en los que hay que aguantar a un jefe y donde divertirse es complicado. Ellos salen para tocar delante de la gente que disfruta en sus conciertos y así compartir esa pasión que está llegando al público español. Well, I met a guy who I know from back home. We started talking about how things were going. He said he's got a good job, gets real well paid. And he looked at me and said, hey man, what are you doing these days? I said, you know what? I'm doing the clown thing. I'm doing the clown thing. Yes, I'm glad to announce that I became the king of the clowns. So I met a girl who I always thought was so hot, and I never figured out whether she liked me or not. She said she needed a man, someone to date, but had to be someone who's really got it made. I said, let me think. I'm doing the clown thing. Yes, I'm doing the clown thing, baby. Well, I don't know if that counts, but I became the king of the clown. So I don't know how, but I talked her into taking me home that night. We got busy and things worked out quite right. But guess when the place finally really came to life? When in walked her husband, said, what are you doing on my wife? I said, I know what it may look like, but you know what? I'm doing the clown thing. Yes, I'm doing the clown thing. To announce that I became the king of the clowns. Oh boy. Yeah, play that guitar. All right. So whenever somebody calls me a clown, I don't really let that get me down. I'm walking that funny walk, that's how I get through life. You know, finally walking away with that other fellow's wife.
and I'm still doing the clown thing. Yes, I'm doing the clown thing. Well, I'm glad to announce that I became a king of clowns. Oh boy, I'm doing the clown thing. Yes, I'm doing the clown thing. Yes, I'm glad to announce that I became the king of the clowns.
I'm doing the clown thing, King of the Clowns, Ray Collins Hot Club. A través de su disco, High Life, los estamos escuchando en espíritu de rock and roll. Llegó el momento de hablar sobre la composición, pues Ray Collins Hot Club componen sus propios temas, no son una banda de versiones, algo que puede llegar a resultar insólito en el género que practican, en los estilos que cultivan. It is hard for you to compose your own songs, practicing this kind of music.
No. There's always ideas, like there's always new ideas and always something coming up. For example, King of the Clowns is the story behind that is our baritone player. You know, we are used to have a little bit movement on stage. You know, with
Doc Pookie
grooving. You know,
Thomas.
And he was playing with another band with another saxophone player next to him, and then he went over to his microphone stand and was grooving a little bit. And this guy said, no, we don't do the clown thing here. I said, oh, yeah. And okay, we after that, we were getting on this guy's nerves with doing the clown thing all the time. We do it, you know. And then we came up with the King of the Clowns. That's the story behind that one.
Siempre hay historias que contar, siempre hay ideas sobre la mesa, así que no le resulta difícil a Andreas componer canciones para Ray Collins Hot Club, canciones como este King of the Clowns, que habla sobre los movimientos que hace su saxo barítono y el entretener o no entretener, la delgada línea de hacer o no hacer el payaso. Seguimos en High Life, seguimos repasando algunos de los cortes que más nos gusta hacer sonar de Ray Collins Hot Club para compartir contigo The Shit.
But they were too hot for you. Well, here's a new dance I know you can do, because in you, and it's got to come out. Just lend me your ear and I'll tell you what it's all about. Just bend your knees, get down real low. Don't rush it, please, just do it slow. You do the shit. You do the shit. Shit. You do the shit. Now tell all your friends about it. I know they dig it too. They all look so happy once they're through. In the beginning, it's hot for a while, yes. But in the end, they wear that certain smile. You do the shit. You do the shit. Yeah, baby, you're looking good, smelling good too.
I can do the shit all night. Escuchamos a Ray Collins Hot Club. Disfrutamos de charlar con ellos y conocer más sobre sus canciones y su manera de entender la música. Nos comentaba Andreas que no es difícil hacer canciones para él, pero seguro que hay momentos tensos de cara a publicar un nuevo álbum. El último trabajo fue publicado en 2014 por Breeze Records, bautizado Cutting Out. Imaginamos que 2 años después ya habrá nuevo material. Do you have new material from a new record?
No, not yet. We just recorded, but it's not finished yet. You know, you have to do the balancing and stuff. It's not mixed yet. Mm-hmm. But we just recorded, I think, 15 new songs. Yes, it's more like the old records. There's one song with strings on it too, mm-hmm. and with a harp and timpani, but the rest is just pure rock and roll again.
15 canciones ya grabadas, todavía en proceso de mezcla, que verán la luz pronto y que se equilibran entre el puro rock and roll y los arreglos a los que ya nos acostumbraron en Cutting Out. Arreglos delicados, arreglos de cuerda, arpas. ¿Cómo fue el decidir grabar con una auténtica big band? Estamos hablando de 40 músicos respaldando las canciones de Ray Collins Hot Club para ese Cutting Out. Why do you decided to record Cutting Out with 40 musicians?
Well, I love that music, you know. I listen a lot to Henry Mancini and stuff and to big band stuff, so and we had the chance to do it. And yes, I don't know. We had the chance. We had Martin is working at a school for classical musicians and stuff, and so we had access to mm-hmm. to people like playing violins and everything. And then we wanted to record one or two songs maybe, and then we said, okay, let's do the whole record. It's a bit crazy because it's very expensive and stuff, and then you. 10 people is hard, but 40 people is very hard.
You told that you are not professional musicians, but these 40 guys are professional musicians. How was discussing professional for not professional?
It went pretty well, I must say. I have an idea of what the music should sound like, and it worked very well. We had a conductor too. Was conducting and they had fun, you know. They were not like cold workers. they liked it. They still keep asking me if we would do that live one day, but I don't see a chance to do that. It's too expensive.
Todavía no se ha dado la oportunidad de poder celebrar un concierto en el que Ray Collins Hot Club se vea acompañado de esa big band de 40 piezas. Es difícil, es caro, pero sí grabaron un disco en el que Ray Collins Hot Club, que no son músicos profesionales, se entendieron a la perfección con estos 40 tipos que sí lo son, e incluso, recuerda Andreas, se lo pasaron bien. Ellos tenían en mente el qué querían hacer y muy presentes los arreglos de Henry Mancini.
Stop spending all your dough. You buying drinks for people you have never seen before. That's what she told me, but I didn't care at all. 'Cause when I'm out on the town, well, I'm out to have myself a ball. Well, you better take it easy. You're talking way too loud. You ain't gonna stop that shouting, boy. We gonna kick you out. That's what they told me, but I didn't care at all. 'Cause when I'm out on the town, well, I'm out to have myself a ball. Well, you better take it easy. We think you've had enough. You ain't gonna stop that drinking, boy. Tomorrow's gonna be tough. That's what they told me, but I didn't care at all. 'Cause when I'm out on the town, well, to have myself a ball. Oh yeah. Oh.
party, 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 party. Yes, baby, 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 you're moving way too fast. I don't want easy action, I want life to last. That's what she told me, but I didn't care at all. Cause when I'm out on the town, well, I'm out to have myself a ball. Have myself a ball.
Netica party, party, party. Carrying Out de Ray Collins Hot Club, un artefacto que has de tener en un lugar privilegiado en tu discoteca. Accesible, eso sí, porque una vez lo pongas, lo sacarás y lo meterás decenas de veces. A nosotros nos ha pasado y nos encanta poder compartir con dos de sus artífices estos maravillosos cortes. Hablamos de fiesta y es necesario preguntarse por la relación que os une con España, un país que estáis recorriendo ahora, que como decíamos habíais visitado previamente en festivales, pero que ya de pequeño, Andreas, nos contabas hace poco, visitaste y fue aquí donde te compraron una guitarra española. You was a kid when you received your first guitar, a Spanish guitar.
Yeah, that's correct. In was it Granada, I think in Granada. I got from Antonio Ariza. Yes. My parents gave it to me. I was, I don't know, 8 years or 9 years old, I guess. And that was my beginning of guitar playing. I still have that guitar and it's a very good one too.
Todavía conserva esa guitarra que sus padres le compraron en Granada, una guitarra de Antonio Ariza, su primera guitarra con la que empezó a tocar. Pues, aunque en los conciertos de Ray Collins lo habitual es verlo exclusivamente cantando, se le puede ver tocar la guitarra más con otra formación que tiene en paralelo, Alligator and His Real Hot Reptile Rockers. Rockabilly y otros sonidos diferentes a los cultivados por Ray Collins Hot Club. You have also, you continue also with Alligator right now?
Yeah, it's, yeah, sometimes we play. It's not really a band. I'm not a big fan of having so many different projects. But Tommy and me, we recorded the albums forever. I think the oldest ones are, I don't know, 25 years old or something. And we just did it without a plan. And then we knew, okay, there's enough songs for a record. We put out the record, and then people asked if we could play, and they still ask. Once in a while we do it, yes.
Confiesa, Andreas, que no es muy amigo de mantener varios proyectos en paralelo, de tener bandas conformadas funcionando al mismo tiempo, pero sí continúa con Alligator and His Real Hot Reptiles Rockers como un grupo que se une de vez en cuando para dar algún concierto y graba las canciones que van haciendo para poder tener un registro de eso que empezaron a hacer hace 25 años. Precisamente en una Rockin' Race Jamboree pudimos disfrutar de ese otro registro, del cantante de Ray Collins Hot Club. Nos estamos acercando al final de esta emisión de Espíritu de Rock and Roll. Hemos hablado de lo profesional, de lo no profesional, de la diversión, de la convivencia, y nos gustaría saber cuál es el mejor sitio, teniendo en cuenta todos estos factores, para pasar el verano. Where is the best place to have in summer party?
A summer party? I don't know, maybe Spain. I guess it is. Yes, we always enjoy Spain. It's really something very special. People are crazy and really enjoy the music. That's good for us.
Well, there's a crazy little man with big, thick glasses over in Italy. He lives down in a small and quiet little village right down by the sea. He's got a wonderful wife, cute little children. He could be a satisfied man, yes, but Every night he lies awake and he's thinking about his plan. He wants to make his hometown rock, wants to get them all out in the street. He wants to make everybody bop, he calls it Summer Jamboree. So he's writing all these letters, sends them all around the world to all kinds of musicians and some exotic dancing girls. And he hopes that they will get him, and he hopes that they will come, yeah, to join his great big festa, his party in the sun. He writes, hi, my name is Angelo, I'm from Italy, I want you to come over, have a rocking time with me. You know I don't have much money, but come over, you will see, it's gonna be so funny at the Summer Jamboree. Yes, and the people think he's crazy when he's talking about his plan. And his wife, yeah, she's a bit concerned, but she's standing by her man. But after all these years of waiting, his faith began to fade, and he finally lets his head hang low, 'cause no longer can he wait. Then his daughter, she comes running, she goes, look, Papa, see, I think I see them coming for your Summer Jamboree. And he jumps up from the sidewalk, and then through his tears he sees, yes, all of them are coming for the Summer Jamboree. Yeah, there'll be 7 days to rock, there'll be 7 nights to roll, there'll be 7 days Italian sun, and all of them are having a ball. And they're laughing, singing, playing, swinging 24 hours a day. Oh, how they all are having a ball, and I wish that they could stay. And the day that they'll be leaving, you will see them all in tears, but all will be agreeing, we will meet again next year. So you don't need much money, just come over, you will see, it's gonna be so funny at the Summer Jamboree.
Con ganas de escuchar ese nuevo disco que ya está grabado y se encuentra en proceso de mezcla, tenemos que despedir a nuestros invitados de hoy, Andreas Kollenbroich y Tom Grid. Muchas gracias por venir. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Le damos las gracias también a Juan Diego del Mico, que se ha encargado de gestionar todas esas agendas para meter a 9 tipos en una furgoneta y traerlos a España. Agradecidos.
Muchísimas gracias a vosotros.
Nosotros nos marchamos con el Cutting Out, sin duda un artefacto delicado que, como te decíamos, has de conseguir ya a través de Priest Records. Yendo a los conciertos de Ray Collins Hot Club e investigando en la red, podrás conseguir una copia. Con The Blame Is On Me nos marchamos dándote un beso.
I ran around all over town while you were good to me. Treated you bad, I acted like mad while you stood by me. I did everything to make you run away. They say you never miss the water till the well runs dry. Guess they're right, I didn't care. Now I sit and cry. I did everything to make you run away. Until today, I was done.
blame is on.